The Aboriginal leader, Professor Patrick Dodson, says the public conversation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians is dysfunctional. But he thinks modern challenges, such as climate change, just might open up Australian eyes and ears to ancient Aboriginal knowledge and values. Professor Dodson is the founding director of the new Indigenous Policy and Dialogue Research Unit at the University of New South Wales. Reporter David Mark was at its launch last night, and he asked Professor Dodson why he thought the conversation between black and white Australians wasn't working.
Well, I think it's because we don't fully understand how we affect each other in what we do in terms of including or excluding matters of importance to Indigenous peoples and matters of importance to non-Indigenous people. So we often don't have a serious dialogue around those issues. You can suggest, let's have a discussion about the flag or the Australia Day, all of those sorts of things, and immediately the shutters will go up. And what I'm talking about and what the Dialogue Centre will do is seek to work out ways and investigate why it is that we behave like that and how can we then work out better ways of understanding and communicating with each other.
What's the key then to engaging Australia and to getting Australia back into this dialogue that you want?
Well, I think there are many drivers happening. We've got climate change challenges around us. We have new economies that we have to develop. We have land and water resources that people are seeking to either rejuvenate or else exploit in some way. There's a whole basis for us to look at how, over the last 200 years or so, we have either included or excluded the Indigenous people's perspective on much of that, and how then might they be more included in the decision-making and the negotiations about how best to use some of those resources.
People for decades, perhaps centuries, have been saying that it would be wise to listen to the Aboriginal people because they are the owners of the land when it comes to environmental matters. So that suggestion has been heard. Why say it again now?
Because I think we are faced with global challenges. The globe is itself under a lot of pressure. Human beings around the world are under a lot of pressure. There are issues that relate to the sustainability of Indigenous cultures that we've really seriously have to look at how best to support rather than how to destroy. And part of the destruction is having an enlightenment about how our policies towards land development and resource development takes place and how Indigenous people's views and interests are incorporated in how we do those developments.
The academic world often moves slowly. You're talking about a process of dialogue. Is there an end in sight to this process?
Well, if we don't engage in constructing a new framework, then we will find ourselves unprepared for dealing with complex, difficult, challenging issues. So as a nation of well-educated people in the main, we've got to use that intellect to find ways to build the future basis upon which we can coexist and co-design how we live and enjoy not only the land and its resources, but enjoy the richness of the diversity of our humanity that is now part of the Australian web of richness, but based on some clear principles and understandings that we all agree upon, so that no one feels left out of our nation.
Professor Patrick Dodson speaking there with AM's David Mark in Sydney last night.